Submit yourselves to God. Learn that you don't live by bread alone. Learn that it's not your job. Thank God for the job. Thank God for good jobs. Thank God for, you know, we do thank God for all these things. But it's not about that. It's about a heart condition. It's about a focus. It's about where your affections are set. And that's what the wilderness, God wants first place. The only place. All these other things he'll add. You see, when you take your proper place, everything in your life starts to take its proper place. Listen, see, a mega grace. David had men around him that were stronger than him. Yeah, one brother slew 800 by himself. So much so that the sword clave to his hand. They couldn't get the sword out of his hand. One guy slew a lion-like man in a pit on a snowy day with a spear. I mean, there were those that slew all kind of people. They were mightier than David. But because David found his place and he was secure in who he was, they came to David and they found their place. See, stuff gets out of whack in your life because you ain't found your place. You fighting the devil, but you're not submitted to God. If you first submit to God, if you allow that wilderness to do the work on you that it needs to do, and you find your place, everything in your life starts to line up in a harmony. Amen. Your life becomes like a song. Yes. Yes. Amen. It becomes a song. It becomes a melody. Yes. The path of wisdom is a pleasant path. Yes. Not that you don't have challenges, but it's orchestrated by God. Amen. It's not complicated. Amen. James, go to verse 8. James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. This is the purpose for our wildernesses. I don't have to front to you when I'm going through my wilderness. I'm not going to be sad, but my heart before God is going to be prostrate. I don't have to fake it till I make it. You understand what I mean? God does a work in you where you your countenance, everything about you is steady, is steadfast, but yet your heart before God is tender, pliable. Because you've yielded to him in the wilderness. And he said, because of that, guess what comes next? That mega grace. I will exalt you. But my strength's going to be made perfect through your coming through a weakness. The weakness of God is stronger than man. See, if you just stay strong in yourself, you can only go so far. You are physically and mentally limited. But oh, when you allow God to do the work and you become weak to yourself and you die to yourself, there's another grace that comes in. I'm telling you, you'll touch parameters, you'll do things, manifestations will come that you never thought were part of your life or your destiny. Thank you on that side for the hand clap. You understand? This is mega grace. Not something you earn. Something you yield to is your portion. But how many? Let me give you one last example. Judges chapter 15, starting at verse 14. Judges 15, verse 14. The account of Samson. Samson was a child of promise. An angel appeared to his mother first, and then to his father and mother, and heralded his birth. She was barren. But he would be a child of promise to deliver Israel from the oppression of the Philistines. He started trouble on purpose with the Philistines. That's a whole nother sermon or message. God will start stuff with your enemy. He'll put you in a position to start some stuff. But it's God has a plan. Amen. But anyway, verse 14, and when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loose from off his hands. And he found a new jawbone of an ass, and put forth his hand, and took it, and slew 1,000 men therewith. Imagine the grace upon this man that would have to come upon his physical body to take a jawbone found in that desert place, pick it up, and beat down 1,000 Philistines. Somebody say grace.
Grace.
See, that wasn't even his mega grace. That was just his grace. I don't imagine, what is your grace? You got grace. Tell somebody, you got grace. Every child of God has grace. It makes you outstanding. It makes you peculiar. You are different. Amen. We let the world condition our mind, but you are unique. Your experience doesn't define you. The Word of God defines you. Hello? We've all had good and bad experiences. We've had experiences in God. We've failed. We've done all kinds of things. But it's not that defines us. One success don't make you successful. Just like one failure don't make you a failure. 10 successes don't make you successful. 10 failures don't make you a failure. The Word of God defines who we are. Amen. Whatever our experience is, at the end of the day, our testimony needs to be that the Word of God is right in spite of. Your body might be sick, but the Word says by His stripes you were healed. Till we go to the grave, that ought to be our testimony. That defines me. Amen. Samson had a grace. He slew 1,000. Look at somebody, but that was his grace. Now let's look at his mega grace. Chapter 16, verse 28. He already succumbed to Delilah's seductions. See, there are many people that have grace, but let me use the word, it's like sloppy. You know, it's misconstrued. It's used for a liberty of the flesh, because God is forgiving, and He is. But people can tend, not all, but to think that grace is license for sinning. You know, to live loose, careless lives. And so Samson had grace, but he loved the harlot. Samson couldn't control himself. He was strong as all get out, could nobody handle him. So he walked any way he wanted to. He was in one city, and they found out he was there, and they hung out around the city gate. They were surrounded the city. They were going to kill Samson in the morning. Samson got up from laying with a harlot in the middle of the night. Now, you have to understand, these gates of the city were not like the little picket fence or the little hurricane fence to your, you open up to go to home. No. This wasn't the gate. The gates of the city were brass, they were iron, they were maybe 20 feet high, maybe sometimes high as these walls. He took the gates of the city off the hinges, put them on his back, and carried them 17 miles and set them up on a hill. In other words, he dismantled that city. That city had no more defense. See, without them city gates, you became prey to any kind of robbers, any kind of, anybody come in and out. So he could do whatever he wanted to, but he used grace as a license to sin. Fell into the lap of Delilah. Delilah seduced him to telling his secret. And they cut off the locks of his hair. The Philistines came. They gave her money. They put out Samson's eyes. And they put him down in the dungeon and had him doing what the oxen. See, they were using him. Had him doing what the oxen would do. The oxen would go around. And they were connected to these mills, and they would walk around in circles, and the mills would grind up the corn and stuff. So they had Samson down there doing that, but they didn't know that there was a mega grace coming to him. There was a mega grace. Tell somebody there's a mega grace coming. His locks grew back, and God had it so where the enemy wanted to make sport of him. You know, the enemy will always mess up. Enemy wanted to make sport of him. So in chapter 16, verse 28, and Samson called unto the Lord. Now, they had him out there. They had a little boy lead him out, and they were making sport of Samson because he was blind. He couldn't do anything. But now the people that congregated at this last time, the people that congregated were 3,000. And not just 3,000, but 3,000 of the leaders of the nation, the president, the Congress, the Senate, everybody was there making sport of Samson. They didn't realize God wasn't through with him yet. But now look, and Samson called unto the Lord. Now, all the other times, we don't read where he called unto the Lord. He's just doing his thing because his grace. I do what I want. But see, after his wilderness, his strength, he knew it wasn't in him now. He acknowledged the Lord. He repented. He said, oh, Lord, God, remember me, I pray, and strengthen me. See, God's strength made perfect in your weakness. I pray thee only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. Next verse. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood and on which it was borne up, and the one with the right hand and the other with his left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might. The house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. While grace was upon him, and he just took advantage of grace, he slew and did exploits. But when mega grace came, it came through him being humbled. See, God, even though he had messed up, see, sometimes even when you mess up, you got to understand God ain't through with you. Because mega grace hadn't manifested yet. You hadn't reached the parameters yet. You hadn't reached your full potential yet. Even though he had no eyes, he had the wherewithal to understand. He said, boy, take me to where the pillars are. God had a plan. Took out more at his death. See, when you die to yourself, God will take out and do more with mega grace than you could ever do with a jawbone.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.